The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Here we are then for the Lunchtime Social debate. I had all my information up on the screen here, and it's disappeared. It's gone completely grey. So, it's over to you guys. Beginning of the week, we had Amy Hart, welcome.
Hi.
And we also had Jack Hilton, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
We sort of said to you, you've got to come up with a Lunchtime Social debate. Pick a subject of your choice. And I don't know whose choice it was. Was it yours, Amy?
No, it's Jack's.
So you can blame Jack?
Yeah.
You can blame Jack for this. It's all your fault, Jack, if it goes belly up, okay?
Yep.
So you chose the subject, Jack, so tell us about it and why. Why you went for it?
I went for it because I find it interesting. Everyone can have a different opinion about it, so I just enjoy the contrast in opinions.
Okay, what is the subject?
The subject is that there's no black nominees for an Academy Award for the second year running. And whether it's right or wrong.
Second year running. Okay, so second year running, no black nominations whatsoever. Last year, was it, somebody did actually say about, was it Selma?
Yeah,
Selma was...
Simple Selma.
And that didn't get any nominations either.
No.
So, not the fact that they haven't won, it's the fact that they didn't get any nominations.
Yeah, I think they mainly just want the recognition. I don't think they mind if they win or not, but just for recognition from the Academy is... What they'd appreciate.
How do you feel?
Well, this year there's been a lot of strong films that have come out with just white actors as the main. So,
okay, who are they? They're all. What you think is it? They're all white based films. So there's not too many people that should have been, could have been nominated. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but even so. No black nomination seems a little bit extreme, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it is a bit extreme, because Idris Elba has been in a film called Beasts of No Nations, and he won a SAG award and nominated for a Golden Globe. So.
Yeah, and he's also, was he nominated for Mandela?
In Mandela, he was nominated for a Golden Globe, yeah.
Okay, but he didn't win an Oscar.
No.
Which is what we're talking about today, Oscar, and yet it was a brilliant, brilliant performance. Now, this is Jade Pinkett Smith, and what she thinks.
Hi, today is Martin Luther King's birthday, and I can't help but ask the question, is it time that people of color recognize how much power, influence that we have amassed, that we no longer need to ask to be invited anywhere? I ask the question, have we now come to a new time and place where we recognize that we can no longer beg for the love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group, that maybe it's time that we recognize that if we love and respect and acknowledge ourselves in the way in which we are asking others to do, that that is the place of true power. I'm simply asking the question. Here's what I believe. The Academy has the right to acknowledge whomever they choose, to invite whomever they choose. And now I think that it's our responsibility now to make the change. Maybe it is time that we pull back our resources and we put them back into our communities, into our programs, and we make programs for ourselves that acknowledge us in ways that we see fit that are just as good as the so-called mainstream ones. I don't know. Here's what I do know. Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and diminishes power. And we are a dignified people, and we are powerful, and let's not forget it. So, let's let the Academy do them with all grace and love, and let's do us differently. nothing but love. Hey, Chris, I will not be at the Academy Awards and I won't be watching, but I can't think of a better man to do the job at hand this year than you, my friend. Good luck. And to the rest of you, nothing but love, always.
So that was Jade Pinkett Smith, who made that statement just a couple of weeks ago. And it came about this week. I don't know whether you know this, but husband, Will, didn't know anything about it. She did it off her own bat, and apparently they had a phone conversation because he was in Thailand. Do you know this? This was made public this week
because
he appeared on the BBC. I think it was a Radio 1 breakfast show, and he was just saying that he was a little bit surprised. Is there anything you want to tell me, honey? He said, and you know, obviously he was a bit surprised, a bit taken back, and said basically caused me a bit of grief over it. So it puts him in a difficult position, if you like. But he then went on a show last week and he gave the most amazing speech, and I thought he was absolutely bang on with it. His wife's going about it in a totally different way. You can understand the upset, you can understand why she's a bit stressed out over it and why she's annoyed. And I can kind of understand what she's saying about, well, if you want to do that, that's fine, we'll go and do this. We're not going to ask and we're not going to beg. But in your honest opinion, do you think that it needs addressing?
Yeah, because I think what she means is that black people are always invited to entertain and give out awards, but then it's just a bit unfair if they don't receive the same recognition as white people, in her opinion.
Okay. Which I can, you know, we've kind of highlighted a couple of things. I mean, I had a load of stuff on the screen that I was going to, you know, fire out there, some information, and the screen went grey for some reason. And, you know, I'm slowly getting the stuff back on the screen, but I'm just looking at the list here. I mean, I remember some of these films. Have you ever seen The Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's a fantastic film, and in which Morgan Freeman is wonderful in it. He really is. He was nominated for an award, but he didn't win it, okay? I look at it and think, well, I don't know what other film there was at that time, you know, that went up against him and won it. Would be interesting to have the facts and the figures there. So maybe we can do a Google search on that, Amy, while you're waiting. 1994, mm-hmm. Who won Best Oscar? Okay, so that's what we want. You got your phone with you? You haven't got your phone on you. Have you got your phone on you, Jack?
Yeah.
Let's do a little Google search. In 1994, Best Actor in a Leading Role, who won the award? Because really it comes down to opinions, doesn't it? I mean, I thought The Shawshank Redemption was an absolutely fantastic film, and both performances were really fantastic in there. The other guy that was in the film as well. But Morgan Freeman was just... I mean, he's one of the... one of the coolest men on the planet. The coolest is not you, no. I can't believe you're actually pointing to yourself, the coolest man on the planet. No, it's not you. alright, so have you got the details?
Yep, Tom Hanks won for a film called Philadelphia.
Oh. Philadelphia, right, let's see, now that is... You look at that and you think, right, okay, let's be fair. There's three of us people. Have we all seen films?
No.
You haven't seen Philadelphia? Have you seen Philadelphia?
No.
I know that it's good, though. It's really good.
They were both fantastic performances. Tom Hanks was amazing. Denzel Washington was in that as well. He was amazing in that as well. But then on paper, I think to myself, okay, which one was best? Was it that one? Was it Tom Hanks or was it the other one? I'd be hard-pushed, but if I was... someone held a gun to my head and said pick one, I would go with Tom Hanks. But does that make me a racist?
No,
of course it doesn't,
because everyone just has an opinion on it.
Exactly. And is this just it, you know, is it as simple as there weren't enough good performances, you know, or is it a case of there's something sinister going on? I think 2 years in a row, and the reason why it took so long for the first winner... Who was the first winner?
Someone called Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier?
Yes, yeah, one.
Go on, say it.
Poitier.
Yeah, see? He won 1963?
Yeah.
And that was The Lilies of the Field?
Yeah.
Okay, so he won that, the first nomination. He got the first nomination, and then 5 years later. He got nominated for The Defiant Ones... and he was the first African-American actor to be nominated for Best Actor. That was in 1958. You know this, don't you?
I read it, but I didn't write it down, yeah.
Okay, you got it written down there in front of you?
Not, I haven't got it written down, but I remember reading it.
It sounds like we're on Countdown now. I know the answer, but I've got it written down. I haven't got it written down, but I know it's in my head. Sidney Poitier won the best Oscars, Homer Smith, The Lilies of the Field in 1963. So that's the first time a black actor won. Who was, when was then the next time we won?
It was in 2001, it was Denzel Washington, but also in 2001, Halle Berry won as well, so that went down as two black actors as winning.
Okay, but it took all that time?
Yeah, sure.
All that time, and you think how many nominations, in the men's section, best actor, Sidney Poitier was nominated 63, won it, and then in 1970, James Earl Jones was in The Great White Hope, he was nominated, Paul Winfield was nominated in 72, and then Morgan Freeman was again nominated in Driving Miss Daisy. I've never seen these films, actually. Driving Miss Daisy I've seen clips of. I'm really surprised that Denzel Washington didn't get the award in 1992 from Malcolm X. Mm. But yeah, how many years went by? 63 to 2001, so you're talking a lot of years there. Yes, there were a few nominations. So do you think that, you know, I mean, obviously you're not privy to all of the information and you probably haven't seen any of the films, so you're making a decision based on, you know, we look at that 30, 40 years in between, you know, wins for Poitier and then Denzel Washington. Do you smell a rat? Do you think a bit suspicious?
During that time period where, like, it wasn't, as a cult, as a human race, we wasn't really developed and we weren't really accepting of all people, but so I can see why there wasn't as much nominations and winners, but for this time period we're a lot more modernised, so I can't really see why there isn't.
But then you think there probably were, because in that period of time you had numerous films from, you know, people like Eddie Murphy. I mean, Eddie Murphy won an award later on, 1996, and you think that was a dreadful film, the one he got an award for. But he made some fantastic films in the 1980s. Is it, you know, the fact that maybe the Oscars is a bit snooty? They only give awards to certain films.
I think it's like a really like the most prestigious event for films, so maybe they want only the best reputations to win.
I mean, do you think when you think of the Oscars, I think of, yeah, okay, some of the films that have won in the last couple of years I've ended up going to see. There's been a couple that I look at and think, you know what, that was a bit boring, that was a bit sort of snobby, I didn't really understand that much. Are they really going to give awards to, you know, for Beverly Hills Cop? And Beverly Hills Cop, have you seen Beverly Hills Cop?
No, I haven't.
Great films, they're the Eddie Murphy ones, and you know, are they going to give awards for that? Obviously they didn't. But why didn't they give it an award? Is it because the film wasn't good enough, or the acting wasn't good enough, or it was just, you know, a substandard kind of film? It was just the run of the mill kind of film, and it didn't make you go, "Wow, now that's a film." You went to see the film recently. You went to see, what was the film?
I'm a Danish Girl.
And you looked at that and thought, well, you started crying.
Yeah.
So was it a wow? Did it have the wow factor?
Yeah, it did.
So
yeah,
you wouldn't be surprised if he won the award this time round.
No, but I think Leonardo DiCaprio will win.
Why do you think that, though?
Because
Jack told you.
No, because the film, was it called Revenant?
The Revenant?
Yeah. That's an amazing film, and I think that...
But have you seen it?
Yeah.
You've seen that, but you've seen both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen both of them, and you think that was a much better performance?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So... When just going back to Eddie Murphy, because I think Eddie Murphy has been, I think he's been amazing in lots of different films, but they're not like what I would call Oscar-winning films.
I think the film that has to have a meaning, though, like they want a film to carry a message or
yeah,
have something that's inspiring. So,
but they did give him a film later. They did give him an Oscar later on. It's a bit like, I always remember John Wayne. We were talking about this off air, weren't we? Where John Wayne would be, you know, cowboy films aplenty, shoot 'em up, and they didn't actually give him an award until he died. So it's almost like, oh well, we better bend the rules here. He hasn't been good enough to win one up to now. He may have been nominated, but now he's dead, we'll give him an award. You know, that to me is all wrong. So, you know, it's not just on this level. I think they've got things wrong and maybe being a bit snooty. Let's not give it to a cowboy, you know, let's not give it to a shoot 'em up cowboy film. Let's make sure that we give it to one of those more cultured films, if you like. Shawshank Redemption was a wonderful film back in 1994. I can highly recommend it. And Morgan Freeman was nominated, but he didn't get the award. He was also nominated again in 89 for Driving Miss Daisy as Hoke Colburn, and he didn't get the award that year either. But we jumped from Sidney Poitier in 63 to 1999. Denzel Washington was nominated for The Hurricane again, which was a fantastic film, and he won for Training Day, playing Alonzo Harris. He was the second African American actor to receive the best award for the best actor. First time two African American performers won in this leading role, as you said earlier on. Oscars in the same year, Halle Berry won for Monsters Ball, and she, if you remember, do you remember, you probably wouldn't have been alive then, would you? Just about. You'd have been a babe in arms.
Yeah, too.
She was very emotional when she got the speech. Very, very emotional. So the next time somebody won wasn't quite so long. Do you have the details?
No.
Thought you was researching this.
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
Kind of a little bit. What research have you done?
I got some for this year. I got quotes. I got for 2013.
Okay, what's the general... Before we tell you that... well, let's do it. Jamie Foxx won the next time for a film, Ray, as he played Ray Charles. First African-American actor to receive two acting nominations in the same year. That was in 2004. There was another nomination for Don Cheadle, who was in Hotel Rwanda, and he was nominated but didn't actually win it. So, what is the consensus of opinion? You mentioned earlier on that George Clooney had mentioned something. He was very vocal. What did he actually say on this?
Well, he said that all of a sudden that you just feel like we're moving in the wrong direction.
Right.
And so that's what he said. So he just feels like that we're going backwards instead of making progress. And
have you got any quotes over there, Amy?
Well, Ice Cube said it's like crying about not having enough icing on your cake.
So he's not that bothered.
No, he's not bothered at all.
By the sound of it, he's not that bothered.
No.
Now, I don't know whether you saw Graham Norton last week, but Ice Cube was actually on the show, and he was asked about it. So let's play the audio.
Ice Cube, we've got to mention Straight Outta Compton. Congratulations, yes. Oscar nominated. Best original screenplay.
Yes.
And obviously, because the Oscars have now got mired in this controversy this year. Mm-hmm. So where do you stand on all of that? Like, will you go? Are you going?
I never used to go anyway. So,
you're not boycotting.
You can't boycott something that you never went to anyway. So that's kind of weird. I look at it as like a horse race. You know what I'm saying? Once your horse lose the race, you tear up your ticket and go on and just back on out, you know, because it's nothing really to put that much energy into like that. It's we don't do movies for the industry. We do movies for the fans, for the people. And, you know, the industry, you know, if they give you a trophy or not, or pat you on the back or not, it's nice, but it's not something that you should dwell on. You know, we got accolades from all levels, you know, from our core fans, from our curious fans, from our fans or people who, you know, didn't even think they wanted to see that movie. You know, I think an older generation got an understanding on why we did that kind of music, and a younger generation got a history lesson, and we got so much praise for the movie. And it's like, how could you be mad because one other academy or guild or anybody didn't say it's the number one? You know, it's like, you know, it's crying about, you know, not having enough icing on your cake. And, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
Because you guys have both seen the movie, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I think, by the way, that that's about the sanest description of this whole process of awards that I've ever heard. I mean, as a way of treating it, as a way of thinking about it, I think it's absolutely...
The Graham Norton Show.
All right, okay, thanks. That was Ice Cube in. They did actually mention that they got a nomination. So why are we bleating about the fact that they didn't even get a nomination? Do you remember what the film they were talking about then?
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. I mean, that was out. The way they're talking recently. So, and it's been Oscar nominated.
Yeah, I think it was for best original screenplay, but I think because they felt some of the performances by the black actors in there deserved recognition, but.
So, but the actual film has received a nomination.
Yeah, best screenplay.
Okay, so we are purely talking about actors here then. So we ought to make that clear, because there will be people listening to this and saying, "Hang on, Ice Cube just said he's been nominated. He hasn't been nominated, but the film has. But it has got black actors in, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other quotes there?
Ian McKellen said, "No openly gay man has ever won an Oscar. I wonder if that's is prejudice or chance."
Prejudice or chance. Okay, interesting, because these are those words. Have a listen.
"I think you have to live in Hollywood, where the Oscars mean so much more than they do elsewhere, to understand why people's feelings are running so high. And the fact that black people feel underrepresented in studio movies and big movies, well, it's what women thought for a long time. It's what gay people like myself still think. And it's a legitimate complaint, and the Oscars has become the focus of that of those worries. So, sympathise."
There we are. That's Ian McKellen, and he kind of agrees there is a bit of an issue there, and it needs to be addressed. Now, Jack and Amy have been working hard on some facts and figures, and telling us, you know, a few things so far. What have you found?
I found that overall, since the first person to win, only 15 black people have won for acting.
Only 15?
Yeah, since the end. Yeah, altogether since.
When
the
did it start?
Well, the first one was in 1963. Then the latest was been in 2013.
No, I mean, when did the whole Oscar thing start?
Because
you can only put that statistic out there if you've actually got right. Okay, when it starts, because then it means more, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it started in. Well, originally it started in the 1800s, but then it got rebranded as the Oscars about 80 or so years ago, I think.
Okay. So let's just do a little search here. When did the Oscars start? Okay. When did the Oscars begin? Here we go. And this should hopefully have an answer here. 1929?
Yeah.
So 1929, and it was 1963 before the first black actor won. Sidney Poitier. So we're talking 30 plus years in that, and there were people that were nominated, just one, I believe, is that right?
Yeah.
And that was Sidney Poitier 5 years before he actually won it. So there seems to be a list of a history lesson here suggests that in actual fact the first nomination for a black actress was in 1954, long before Sidney Poitier. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
No? First nomination was Dorothy Dandridge for Carmen Jones. She actually played the lead role, Carmen Jones, first African-American actress to be nominated for Best Actress. Okay, so that was in 1954. But then there was no other nominations for an almost 20 years, 1972. Diana Ross was nominated for The Lady Sings the Blues. She was nominated. She was the first African-American actress to receive an Academy Award nomination for a debut film performance. First time multiple African-American actresses received Best Actress nominations. And then in the same year, Cicely Tyson was in the film Sounder. She played Rebecca Morgan, and she was the first film to feature an African-American nominees for both Best Actor and Best Actress. First time multiple African-American actresses received Best Actress nominations, but that was in 1972, let's say 30 plus years after the Oscars actually started. And then there was a few more nominations. Diane Carroll for Claudine, and Whoopi Goldberg, The Colour Purple. She's going to be featured on the show at some point. She's been very vocal. And so was Angela Bassett, but there was a huge gap between when you go from Diana Ross and Cicely Tyson in 72, only two more actresses before 1993 were actually nominated. Only two more black actresses, 1974, Diane Carroll, and 1985, Whoopi Goldberg. So that's incredible. But the next time it was won was in 2001, and the first time it was won, 2001, with Halle Berry. And Have we won it since? Has a black actress won it since?
There's a black actress called Lupita Nyong'o who won in 2013 for Best Supporting Role in 12 Years a Slave.
So it's Best Supporting Role?
Yeah.
She didn't actually win Best Actress.
But she's a newcomer as well. So
only one female black actress has ever won an Oscar. I know it just looks bad, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it look bad? Okay, what have you got there, Amy?
Well, I think it's shocking how in 2013, 12 Years a Slave won 3 Oscars, and it's like black people in there, and now there's none.
None at all?
In 2 years, there's been none.
Okay, and there was that film, as I mentioned earlier on, our friend Tozin mentioned, we could cue up the audio in a mo, and we'll play that, but Tozin mentioned the film Selma, which I can't remember the guy's name, but he was in Spooks, the TV programme Spooks, and he played Martin Luther King, and they said it was a really, really fantastic performance, and he never got a nomination last year and should have, and that's why people are upset this year, because there have been brilliant performances that haven't got awards, they've gone unnoticed. So what else have you got there?
Michael Caine, he said you can't vote for an actor because he's black. You've got to give a good performance.
Okay.
Which...
So reading between the lines there, he's saying, you know, it should be just about the performance.
Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, if they asked him the right question, they might have got the right words coming out the other side. It's a bit like lip service, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? But just give us that quote again.
You can't vote for an actor because he's black. You've got to give a good performance.
What do you think on that, Jack?
I see where he's coming from, because you can't just vote for someone because what they look like. You got to do it because they deserve to win it. But as he also, I think he said to come that the black actor's got to be patient because eventually it will come. Because he said it took him ages to win his first Oscar as well.
Okay. So, has he won one, Michael Caine?
I think he's won two.
What has he won? One and four.
No clue.
No clue. Should we have a little look? Michael Caine, he was funny enough, he was on a chat show with Jennifer Ross a couple of weeks ago, and he was absolutely brilliant, really, really nice, down to earth guy, that's getting on in years now, 82, but he's still very, very switched on. And let's have a look and see when he won and what he won it for. We're going back in time, I would imagine. Or was it something recently that he won the Academy? He made a breakthrough in 1960, starring roles, acclaimed British films, including Zulu, The Ipcress File, Alfie, Get Carter, and so on and so forth. He earned second Academy Award nomination, The Man Who Would Be King and A Bridge Too Far, and he received an Academy Award for the Best Supporting Performance in Woody Allen's Hannah and Her Sisters. Caine played Ebenezer Scrooge in The Muppet Christmas Carol. I bet that's one he'd like to forget. What else has he been in? Prestige, Inception, The Interstellar as well, and nominated for 2 Academy Awards in every decade from the 1960s to the year 2000. The other one being Jack Nicholson and Laurence Olivier, the only 3 people that have actually achieved that. That is something else, isn't it? To be nominated twice in every decade since the 1960s. But it doesn't actually give you the details here. The simple basic facts of the Oscars that he had won, but he's won 2. According to you, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
You ain't got a clue what they were, then?
I can find out now.
Okay, let's have a look. No, Academy Awards, okay? He's won Best Supporting Actor for Hannah and Her Sisters, The Cider House Rules. That's what he won in an Academy Award for. Let's see if there's an Oscar detail here. In the meantime, shall we hear some more audio? Let's see what we got here. There's... this is Tozin talking about the Oscars. Now, Tozin was the guy that comes in and does the film review. And when this story first broke a couple of weeks ago, he was in talking about some movies. And we asked him what he thought. And I'm guessing the Oscars, the interest is that this week there were accusations made about...
The lack of non-white people.
Did you look into that and feel? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's an age-old thing, and it kind of makes sense because when you think about the people who make up the population, so essentially the way Oscars work is that you have all these members, and the members vote for the films who they think are going to win. A lot of the members are white, quite frankly. So if you're watching a film, like some of the films that people are talking about, okay, if you think about what films had black people in them that would probably have been nominated for Oscars, you have Straight Out of Compton, which is about the name of, which is about the rise of NWA, a gangster rap group of kids. So if most of the organizations are white or anything like that, there's not much for them to connect to say, oh yeah, I really like that film. They'll think, okay, yeah, maybe it was okay, all that kind of stuff. But now that other film, now for some reason, I do not know exactly what, but that film really, really speaks to me. The film that has a white woman who sort of like fights all the way up through and like, you know, makes the American dream. And I think that's what happens because you have thousands of people voting, and then this is going to happen if you have, essentially, it represents, it tells you more about the people who are voting. Than it tells, and I don't think it's because they're racist or anything like that. It's just because if you have a whole bunch of people from one particular area voting, they're going to vote for the kind of films that kind of reflect them.
It needs highlighting. It needs dressing. Someone needs to ask the question. And I'm kind of glad they have because, you know, when you watch films, what was the film, 10 Years a Slave? That was a fantastic film.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we know that there is.
I mean, last year, the big one was, there was a British actor called David Oyelowo.
That's right.
Yeah, who...
In Spooks, wasn't he, originally?
Yeah, he was in Spooks originally. He played Martin Luther King in a film called Selma. And most people are gobsmacked that they cannot believe how he did not get nominated for an Oscar for that role. Having said that, this year, I cannot believe how Tom Hardy was not nominated for his role as the Kray twins in Legend.
Yeah.
For I do not understand this. This is bugging me big time because that was, for me, is one of the most amazing performances of the entire year. But to answer your question about Eddie Redmayne, he has been nominated for the Oscar. But quite frankly, all the stuff is that nobody has a chance this year because Leonardo DiCaprio is going to win for The Revenant.
Ah, right. Okay, this is a prediction. Hey, look, we've overrun. Thank you for coming in.
It is my pleasure, as always.
It's brilliant. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
All Washed Up are a group of friends and family brought together by toe-tapping music and fun times. Their influences stem from blues, bluegrass and skiffle genres. They also like to put their own All Washed Up twang on popular songs with an eclectic mix of banjo, mandolin, ukulele, guitar, bass, harmonica, washboard and T-chest bass. They play feel-good, foot-stomping tunes that are good for both the soul and dancing. To book All Washed Up for your event, call 01983 521 267. That's 01983 521 267. Or email dameshirleysteed@gmail.com. Or check them out at www.allwashedup.info.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Shoot and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Hello, Maggie here, coach, mentor, consultant, speaker, author and survivor. Coaching differs when working with every client because people have different goals, aspirations or areas in their lives which they want to change. The common denominator is that they wish to make a change for the better and have made a commitment to do so. I coach by finding out what you want to happen, then we work together on solutions. I'm straightforward, but I will challenge you when it's in your best interest and I will hold you accountable. Get in touch today via my website, maggiecurry.co.uk, for a free chat to discover how I will support you through the changes you want to make. I will deliver the goods and help you get the results you want. Begin to unlock your future today.
Want to try your hand at pottery? At Key Arts, we have a wide range of pottery workshops on offer with free places for young people aged 11 to 19 years, funded through the Key Arts Youth Offer Waves. To find out more, visit Key Arts website on www.keyarts.org or call the box office on 822 490.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget,
you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself. The ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Daish Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Vectis Radio is regularly streamed over 4,000 unique times each month, which means our Listen Live button is pressed around 25,000 times. With Vectis Radio, you don't need an advertising budget in the thousands for an effective advertising campaign. We offer affordable advertising to local businesses, with packages starting from as little as £50 a month. If we can help you market your business, don't hesitate to get in touch with our marketing department. Just email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com or call 07741 664 393. That's 07741 664 393. At Vectis Radio, we also offer the chance to broadcast your very own show. Do you fancy being the next Chris Moyles? Or maybe you'd prefer to work behind the scenes instead? If the answer to either of those questions is yes, then get in touch. Email ian.mac@vectisradio.com. Vectis Radio really is a true community station, giving back to the community every single day. We are Vectis Radio, for the people, by the people.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So, welcome back then. It's the Lunchtime Social Debate. Just remind us what the Lunchtime Social Debate is all about, Jack.
It's about no black nominees for acting in for a second year running for the Oscars.
What would you like to see happen?
I'd just like maybe open up a panel of judges instead of just being critics, maybe members of the public as well who have a knowledge.
Okay, interesting. How did you get a nomination? Did you do some research on that?
Yeah, it's because the Academy is made up of critics and who from around the world, and then they look at the films and they pick out the best performances and just best aspects of the film.
Okay. Who are the Academy? Because people are saying now, and I say we're all kind of talking about it, and we have been for the last couple of weeks. Is it fair? Is it not? Is it just a simple fact that there have not been good enough performances, and that's the way it is? Or is it something more sinister? So who are they?
Well, it is a panel of experts in each category for the nominations, and I'm not sure the exact number, but they are the so-called experts in the chosen field, so that's okay. Why they make up the Academy.
But you don't know who they are?
Not
There's
names,
no names?
No names.
Are the names available?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, do you want to just do a little search and see who they are? Because that would be interesting to see. Do you actually see, we're always hearing about they and them, but we never actually know who they are, and it would be just really interesting to see if this panel of people are predominantly white. Because if they are, that would give you the answers, wouldn't it? Well, it kind of could give you the answers. That could be misleading, actually, thinking about it. It's 16 minutes to one. If you do want to call us, you can. 01983 240666. And you can get through and give your opinion. I did go on to a website very recently where Jade Pinkett Smith had posted the story on a... She posted a video, then it became a news story. It was on one of the channels. I think it was... It may have been the Daily Mail. And predominantly, the people that were commenting underneath weren't very polite. And they were telling her that it was sour grapes, boo-hoo, no one really cares, improve your acting skills. And it was quite offensive, actually. So it's kind of scary that people can be so ignorant and so rude, which highlights another problem in itself, doesn't it? It's not just the Academy. You got some details there?
Yeah, it's quite interesting because the actual president of the Academy is a woman named Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who's black.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so. she was very... She made some comments recently. Have you got those comments?
No.
Megan Boone, you say?
No, Cheryl Boone Isaacs.
Cheryl Boone Isaacs. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get that lined up, queued up, ready to go. But first of all, what we'll do is take you back to last Friday night when Graham Norton was on the show, obviously the chat show, and Will Smith, husband of Jade Pinkett Smith, made an amazing speech.
Just before we move on, I must, of course, say to you, Will, because it's been such a weird year because the Oscars and all the controversy and everything. Yeah. So, and it must be odd for you talking about it because you're kind of part of it. If you know, and the people are talking about your performance, that movie. Yeah. So where are you officially now? Where are you standing?
You know, the thing that's most important for me is that the spirit of it has to maintain. There's the media sort of creates the us and them. And for me, there is no us and them. It's we. You know, I'm a member of the Academy. You know, so I felt very seriously that there's a kind of a regression that in America in general, a regression towards separatism and racial and religious exclusion. So for me, it's more about putting my hand up and, you know, reminding my community, the Hollywood community, that we have to lead, that, you know, diversity is America's superpower. You know, that's what makes our country great. And it's really important. In Hollywood, we've got to be pushing forward, even in a time of a wider regression.
Well, hopefully something good comes out of it.
It always does.
Yeah.
As my grandmother said, that's the only thing that can come out of it. If you lead with love and light, good is only going to come out of it.
Oh, wise man.
The Graham Norton Show. All new. Mondays at 10. On BBC America.
Okay, so that was interesting. It took me back to last Friday night when Will Smith was on the Graham Norton show and he made that amazing speech. He just seems like a decent chap, very switched on and very, very honest. So we've established that Cheryl Boone Isaacs has been the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences since she was nominated for the position in 2013. Have we got any quotes from her?
Yeah, I think she blames the film industry rather than the Academy because she says here it wouldn't be right for the Academy to try and avoid responsibility. She's heartbroken as well, according to this report, that the lack of inclusion of black people.
But surely she's the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. She has some kind of say in this.
She has a huge say, but she can't tell her panel who to pick to nominate. It'll be group decided.
Sure. We don't know who else is on the panel then?
No.
Okay, that'll be interesting to find out. Can we find out? Okay, I'll leave that one with you then. It's 12 minutes to 1. We've got the lunchtime social debate here until 1 o'clock. From 1 o'clock onwards, it's the ladies that do the late lunch. Cheryl Boone Isaacs is the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and she's been in the role since 2013, so not a massively long time, so we can't blame her for anything. It's a prestigious position in perhaps the most prestigious organisation in Hollywood. Now, recently, Isaacs has been dealing with the backlash the Academy has received over the lack of diversity in the nominees for this year's Academy Awards, and there's a lot of quotes here, and you know, we should point out that Cheryl Boone Isaacs is black, and you'd think that she has some kind of power, but obviously without knowing who the other people are on the panel, that could be kind of misleading. Have you got any details on that?
I haven't got names, but I know there's a board of governors that consists of 51 members.
I've always felt that maybe the Oscars is a little bit, I don't know, like a club, and it's a bit, some of the films, don't get me wrong, have been fantastic, we mentioned this before, some of the films I think, well, I wouldn't watch that, it's too cultured for me.
I think most of the time, the films that get the main, like, acknowledgement are films that come with big actors, big directors, and big budgets.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder for the little films that, with maybe smaller actors or black actors, female actors or any actors, because they're not getting the recognition straight away for big films.
Sure, and we should just repeat the sales that Halle Berry is the only person that has won, only black person that has won a best actress in a leading role, and that was the first time in 2001. The first, just to recap, the first ever black Oscar winner was Sidney Poitier, 1963. And then later on, Denzel Washington won in 2001. Jamie Foxx has won in 2004. And Forrest Whitaker, The Last King of Scotland, which is a fantastic film in which he plays Idi Amin. And also the guy that was 12 Years a Slave. He was nominated, he didn't win. But Steve McQueen as director won.
Director won, yeah.
And there ain't much else, is there, to shout about? And
That year as well, there was a newcomer in a film called Captain Phillips, I've got his name written down.
Okay. Morgan Freeman has won an Oscar for Best Supporting Role in Million Dollar Baby, which is a fabulous film as well. Cuba Gooding Jr., Jerry Maguire, he won. He played Rod Tidwell. That was in 1996. So there is an elite club here. Denzel Washington won for Glory. He was also nominated in 87 for Cry Freedom, in which he played Steve Biko. Private Trip in Glory, he won. He was the first African-American actor to receive two Best Supporting Actor nominations. And that's there ain't much else to shout about, but if you go into the music categories, first of all, before we do that, Best Actress in Supporting Role, black winner was back in 1939. Do you know who won that?
Nah.
Hattie McDaniel in Gone with the Wind, and she was the first black female to win an Oscar, first African-American person to, or black person of any nationality to win an Academy Award, first African-American person to be nominated for acting, first African-American actress to win Best Supporting Actress, oldest African-American actress to win an Academy Award at the age of 44. That was in 1939, just after, about 10 years after the awards actually started.
And then the next one, the only second person to win one for supporting roles in 2013, so...
Was it?
Yeah, as Lupita Nyong'o, so it was nearly like 70 years.
But there was in actual fact, in 1990, Best Actress in Supporting Role, Whoopi Goldberg won for Ghost.
There's only been two others since then.
Absolutely. There's been quite a few nominations. Juanita Moore, Ethel Waters, Alfred Woodward. There was Oprah Winfrey as well. And there was Queen Latifah, Marianne Jean Baptiste, and, Sofia Canedo for Hotel Rwanda. So... There's not many, although there's a couple more we should mention. We mentioned was it Lupita?
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o. She's a newcomer as well. So,
and did you know that before then, 2011 was Octavia Spencer? Did you mention that?
No.
Okay, so in 2011, Octavia Spencer won for the film The Help, and Monique in Precious too, for her role as Mary Lee Johnston. So in 2009, 2011 and 2013, there were black winners for Best Supporting Role. And just a little bit of detail on that. Monique was the second film to feature African-American nominees for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress. Octavia Spencer in 2011 in the movie The Help, third film to feature African-American nominees for both Best Actress and Supporting Actress. And in 2013, 12 Years a Slave, lady's name?
Lupita Nyong'o.
She was Patsy, and she was the first black African Kenyan to be nominated for first black African win in any category, second black actor to win for a debut performance. So there you go. There's been a few, but not enough.
It shows with the turn of the century, though, it's got a lot better that compared to the 90s.
Still not enough.
It's not enough, but it shows that it's getting a lot better, but then obviously over the last 2 years it shows it's going backwards.
Gut feeling, Amy?
Pardon?
Gut feeling? What do you think they should do?
I think they should give some Oscars to black. Nominate some black people.
Okay.
Actors.
Or at least look at the way that they're doing things to make it a bit more above board, do you think? A little bit more transparency here so they can see how and why.
Yeah, I think part of the blame shouldn't just be of the Academy, it should go to the actual film industries that make the films, because they're the ones that decide who goes in their films, so the Academy can only nominate who's performed.
Okay, just to end on a positive note, you know, there's been lots of nominations and lots of people winning Best Music, Original Songs. Isaac Hayes won in 71 with Shaft, which was a great film and a fantastic soundtrack. Lionel Richie was nominated in 81, but he didn't win. Irene Cara, Flashdance. She was also famous for the film and the TV series Fame. Stevie Wonder won in 1984, The Woman in Red, and with the song I Just Called to Say I Love You. And then in 85, Lionel Richie did eventually win with something from White Nights, Say You, Say Me. And then they had to wait a while. 2005, it was Juicy J and Fraser Boy and DJ Paul for Hustle and Flow. It's hard out here for a pimp, was the name of the song. A very well-known song. This actually won an... See, you could question this as well. This won an Oscar.
That doesn't show it's song. As prestigious as you originally think, because it may be a little bit laid back.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember.
And I've got a fairly good knowledge of music. Common John Legend won in 2014. So Selma did win something. It was from something from Selma. It was called Glory. He won in 2014, but that was about it. There's obviously quite a few nominations this year, but all of them going to white people. So maybe it is time for change. Hey, look, have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Any details have you got that before we go, or not?
Well, Chris Rock's hosting the Oscars for the second time, and then he's black, so...
And The Weeknd. Do you know The Weeknd?
I've heard of The Weeknd. The bloke with the dodgy hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's presenting as well.
He's presenting.
And they're both black.
Okay. So there is some positives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for being there.